This past week, a House committee held hearings on the media, disinformation, how the outlets who perpetrate it should be dealt with. Particular targets were Fox News, Newsmax, One American News. What made them targets were the approach that they took regarding the 2020 presidential election, where they pushed, and in many more subtle ways, still pushed the lies that the election was rigged and that Donald Trump actually won. The words of committee Democrats brought about the vision of censorship and limiting access to these outlets. The problem lies in how these outlets face different oversight versus network TV stations, for example, and even radio stations. Here's how it works. If a CBS affiliate, just as an example, or a local radio station, violates FCC regulations, they can face everything from a big-time fine to having to surrender their license for that particular local outlet. Cable news networks don't face that threat. That's all they need to really worry about is a local carrier dropping them because of some level of objection to their content. So with all that on the table, realistically, this is something that DC does not have to spend time dealing with because the market will. Already has in a sort of related way. Look what happened to Mike Lindell and MyPillow. Lindell recently revealed that the revenue in his company has tanked. How much? By $65 million since he started preaching the false gospel according to Donald Trump. If any news channel wants to play in that same type of gutter, advertisers will respond. You've probably even seen the evidence of this for months now on Fox News, Newsmax, One American News, with the commercials at the air. Just do a little comparison. CNN, MSNBC, you'll see car commercials, Walmart, fast food, other advertising big spenders, while the others try to make a go of it with ads for 1-800-number-based businesses, antivirus software pitches, products by mail companies, and yes, MyPillow commercials. First Amendment is just like any other part of America's foundation. If you try to pollute it or play around with it, you'll be the one to pay a price. Same thing goes, by the way, for anyone who tries to trample on it.